Dennis on the Big Sports Breakfast with Roger Rashid.
15
G'day, Rog.
Good morning, guys.
Mate, let's have a look at this great, great tournament, the one that we do love on grass, Wimbledon. Where do you want to start?
Look, well, it's the 130th championship. So, I mean, if you let's look at it. I'll just give you a quick look at the way they've got there, some of these players. I mean, Novak hasn't hit a ball in anger. He hasn't played a tournament. Roger Federer's come back after missing the French Open. He's made two semis. He's lost to guys that he would never really lose on grass. But he's at the time of his career now when he can actually say, you know, that's a good tournament for me. I played a few matches where you rewind him 5 years ago, that would have been... What a shock! His Wimbledon is, you know, in jeopardy. But it'd be interesting to see. He needs to get through the first week. So I think there've been some different ways. Andy Murray has gone and he's rehired Ivan Lendl.
Yeah,
that's a big move for him to say that I need to take on Novak in a bit of a different way. Ivan's been the only person to be able to get Andy to keep it simple on the court, focus on the court, ball by ball, and actually lock into your opponent. So, you know, he won his fifth Queens, so that's a record there. Ivan's in his corner. I think he's the equal favourite with Novak in the men's side of things. There's no doubt about that. And then I think there's a group, including Nick Kyrgios, in the next group. Funnily enough, I mean, you'd think, gee, are we putting him up there? But yes, we are, because I think there's a lot of grey in and around the remainder of the field outside of Novak and Andy on the men's side of it. For this championship. And when you look at the women's and flip side that over, Venus is obviously Serena, obviously the shock at the French Open, took a bit of time off. She doesn't normally play tournaments, so she goes down, she hits on the second bank of course at Orangi Park. These are the practice courts, her traditional court. There are two courts traditionally the Williams girls have hit on every single year, every day that they're practicing at Orangi Park, which is the practice courts at Wimbledon. So she hit that. She's going to be, I think, the favourite. She's going to be very hungry. She's lost two finals now, back-to-back, the Australian and also the French. So she's going to be very hungry to get her 22nd Grand Slam. But I see her as not a clear favourite, but obviously a favourite with Muguruza, who's actually, you know, the French Open champion. She played a tournament straight away after the French Open. She had a commitment. She lost first round to a Belgian girl, Flipkins. But still, I think she's a finalist here last year. So they're the two form players that you're looking at on the women's side, I think. But there's a couple of other girls there, Madison Keys from the US, Sloane Stephens, Belinda Bencic from Switzerland. They're young girls that strike the ball big and strong that are going to be around the mark as well. But that's how I'll see leading into Wimbledon.
Serena, $2.40 with tab.com.au. There's an interesting quote from Nick Kyrgios overnight. He was asked by an American journalist who he thought was the favourite on the men's side of the draw. He said, probably Djokovic. That's a silly question. No more questions for you, bro. Can I ask you, is Nick Kyrgios a genuine chance of winning the men's title given his... his mental fragility at times.
Yeah, well, obviously that's the one thing you don't know. You've got five sets, so there's a bit of time. You know, you can buy a bit of time in a five-set tennis match because in a three-set tennis match, you could be a set and a breakdown. You can't come back out of it. So there's a few ebbs and flows. I feel like he gets through his section then he gets to hit it up against Andy Murray. But when I say that, Radek Stepanek is his first opponent. Which is not going to be Monday, it's going to be Tuesday, is not easy. He's 37 years of age. He's had to get a wild card. He's been in the top 10 before. He's won Davis Cup titles. All surfaces, has really good... He's a very accurate serve volleyer. He's crafty. He slices and dices. But I don't see that match as a genuine... I'd be interested to see what happens with that. If we get a 6-3, 6-4, 6-4 victory or something like that, a straight sets clean victory from Nick, that's a really good opening. But that's going to be more challenging than you look when you look at it on paper, look at the rankings, look at the age. But, you know, then he's got to get to Andy Murray. And when you look at Andy Murray and the way he's playing, I think that's going to be that would be the hurdle for him. If you could get through someone like Andy, yeah, there's Gasquet, there's Songa, there's John Isner... in a quarterfinal. And then, you know, that side of the draw, that half of the draw is the weaker half of the draw. It hasn't got Novak's not in there, Roger Federer's not in there. That's the top half's probably the slightly stronger half of the draw with Nishikori as well, who plays Sam Groth. So, I feel like he's got a good chance. He's talking it up. When I say he's got a good chance, We need to watch him get through the first two or three rounds, get to Andy Murray, and that's obviously your test, centre court against a champion who's on fire.
Yeah, he's talking nicely, actually. He's been very positive. And
I like his talk. Why shouldn't he? I mean, you've got to have that.
Let's see if he starts abusing ball boys again.
He seems very controlled.
I'll believe when I see it.
Look, he's got to earn everybody's. You know, he's the person who's got to earn continually keep earning trust. But you can't continually not give an athlete credit as well for, you know, stepping out. He's putting himself out there. There's obviously a lot of eyeballs on him, and you know, let's just watch him go through the tournament.
Well, the women's side of things, I saw Sammy Stosur. She was interviewed. How do you see her chances?
She's bounced off the clay courts and got onto the grass courts, and hasn't had a great start, obviously. But you know, that's nothing new for Sam. So it's not as if, you know, that's a shock. So she's got a first round match, which I think she wins. There's no doubt about that. She plays a 24-year-old. She's barely made it. She's made it to the second round of a Grand Slam. This girl, Magda Linette. So she's 93 in the world. So that's a great opening tennis match from there. And then you've got to look what's in front of her. I think what's in front of her is a bit tricky because it's got Sabine Lisicki, who's a finalist here at Wimbledon 3 or 4 years ago, or Shelby Rogers from the United States. Both girls play fast through the court. I think that's going to be the big hurdle for her. But they're not in form, obviously. Lisicki, you should be a better player than she is. She's not even seated in the straw. She's a bit of hit and miss, but they strike the ball hard through the court. So the first round looks good.
Yeah.
Second round's the real issue for me, though. If she gets through the second round, then you've got a bit of, you know, you've got a head of steam. That would be a massive confidence booster for her at Wimbledon. Probably one of her better wins if she gets through in that second round.
I'm very excited about Djokovic. He's looking at history.
Yeah, he's in great form. I mean, you know, the one thing on grass courts that he's been able to do, and we walk off the French clay courts, and there's a specific way you've got to play on grass. Again, you've got to play specifically a different way. The green grass, the tops at the start of the tournament, you've got to centre court especially is super green because no one gets to hit on the courts. All the other outside courts, court one also doesn't get that, but they get to be used by the players for the week leading in. So there's a bit of bedding in. They're still a bit slippery. But you've got to use the serve well. You serve out into the pockets a little bit more so you can get your player out wide. It's harder to push back and get into the court. And then it's about your return. You know, the two of the biggest weapons are the serve and the return on grass courts. And Novak's really improved the way he uses his serve to get his second hit off the return. And obviously his return is so good and so accurate and so deep. And when it gets deep through the court there, most of that baseline area, as you guys would watch, would get worn out throughout the course of the tournament.
Yeah.
So when you've got a deep return, it props and it bounces a little differently. So it's quite tricky for the server who actually sees Novak's ball come back. So, look, he's in great shape. He wins, you know, he's now won the last five in a row, five Grand Slams. He's looking for history. If he wins here, there's not much stopping him, though, leading in. He's got one of the really nice, comfortable passages for mine to get through this until he gets to potentially Roger. Let's see if Roger gets there into the semi-finals.
All right. I need two names, surnames. Who's going to win the ladies?
Oh, well, Williams.
Surname? Williams.
Won't be Venus.
Yes, not Venus. And Djokovic for the men?
Djokovic for the man, but Venus 35.
Okay, that's enough.
Lead at 8, not bad.
What's that? Okay. Thank you, Rog.
Thanks, boys.
Speak tomorrow. Bye.